Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Dave Witt, who's manager of Ace Hardware in Audubon and is on the board of directors for the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning.
Dave, you have a new opportunity to come visit Audubon and see lots of pretty lights, I think. So let's tell us about what's happening there, what this new drive-through, I guess we'd call it, is going on.
Yeah, this year we decided to start a new project. We're calling it Albert's Winter Wonderland. And it's a chance for all the local businesses, any groups, or just individuals. They have a chance, they can set up a display down at Albert Bowl Park Campground. And people have the chance that they can drive through and take a look at it.
Okay. Is that happening right now, or are they set up as yet?
Yes, they are. We set them up December 1st, and they'll be going through the 1st of January.
Oh, excellent. Now, just in case somebody's listening, maybe we have somebody new in the area who doesn't know where Albert the Bull Park is located. Let's tell people how easy it is to find it.
Well, that was one of the main reasons we picked Albert the Bull Park, because it is just off of Highway 71 coming through Audubon. It's located on the south edge of town near the Audubon High School, the baseball diamonds, and Albert, you can't miss them.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're on Highway 71 and you open your eyes at all, which you better when you're driving, I don't think you can miss Albert the Bull.
Nope, you shouldn't be able to.
And I understand Albert got some special decorations too.
Yep, he has a little bit of garland that's around his neck.
Is it lighted?
No, that's one of the future goals that we need to get going. Like we said, with the whole thing, this is just our first year, kind of a trial run.
Uh-huh. Well, you have to start somewhere.
Yep, we've been getting a very good response, and we already have quite a few more people that have committed for next year.
Wonderful.
We kind of want to start out small, you know. We want to be able to grow on it each year, so mm-hmm. if we started out too big, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be able to expand.
Yeah. How many feet of garland does it take to go around Albert's neck?
A lot.
I understand you helped put that up, or you were kind of in charge of putting that up?
Yeah, I helped. Just kind of showed up and got help doing it. I would say there's probably a good 60 feet that goes around Albert.
Yeah, yeah. And then you have a crane? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, years past, they've always done this, and then the years past, there was a gentleman that always just did it with a ladder. This year we had a lift, and we're not sure how you did it with the ladder because it was still a challenge.
Well, sometimes there's miracles that go on. You don't know how things happen, but they get done anyhow. Dave, can you tell us a little bit about some of those, the characters, some of those exhibits that are out there?
Yeah, each everything's open to whatever they want to put down there. We have a few animated by the local bank and car dealership. And then we have some small displays. We have one of the local companies that does, I guess called Porta Pots. Mm-hmm. They got their little thing set up there, so that one's kind of interesting. Some are custom made, some are store bought. Whatever it takes to make it look good down there.
Okay, I'm sure there's some serious topics, some things reasoned for the season, so to speak, as well as those that are humorous.
Yes.
And so that's one of the reasons you have to go take a drive through and see. I'm thinking that probably the best way to see it is after dark to
right.
get the full effect.
The lights are set to come on at 5 and they go until 11 for this year. It's always subject to change in the future years.
Huh.
Another thing I also want to say is this is sponsored or put on by the Chamber. And if anybody would like to set up, they can contact me or they can contact the Chamber, and we are taking donations also. We are using the campground's deposit box that if anybody would like to leave any type of donation down there, they sure can, or they can send it directly to the Chamber.
Okay, well, it does take funds to keep all this going. Has the city been involved with this at all in terms of support?
The city has been very cooperative with it. This park, Albert the Bull Park, is owned by the city. So, of course, first we had to get their permission to do it. And it is hooked into the electrical down there, so they're helping out with that part of it. There's some talk about maybe The city might put some decorations down there next year. That's just something that was brought up, nothing set in stone. But it was very well received by the city council.
Okay. You know, Dave, you're talking about this is the startup year. And so people really do need to come see it because I have a feeling this is really going to grow. And so then you can go back next year and see how much it's changed.
Right. Yep. It's something that hopefully every year you come, it'll be a different experience. We'll just keep going and going.
Now, after we drive through Albert the Bull Park, and maybe we want to go downtown, I'm thinking people, of course, you'd like to have them stop at some stores, but they need to drive around the square.
Right. This was always, previously this had been done years past up on the city square, and it worked. It looked great and stuff. This year we kind of decided to put it out at Albert to allow other people that are driving through to get their attention, and hopefully they see that, mm-hmm. and they want to see what else is in town. Our main street is still lighted up. We have decorations on all our light poles. The buildings are lit up with Christmas lights, and we still do have some up in the square.
Okay, so John James Audubon gets a little attention at Christmas time, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can't leave him out.
Yeah. And, again, for those who haven't been to the park lately, you keep improving the park area there and making it prettier and more, I guess, related to John James Audubon, the town name, and we need to take a look at him.
Yep. As a lot of people probably know, a few years back we did a whole streetscape project and redid all our sidewalks, and we actually have mosaic tiles in the sidewalk of John James Audubon's drawings of birds, and then the city park was redone, and we got Albert there with a fountain, and he's all lit up.
Yeah. Now, I want to go back to Albert a little bit, just in case, again, some people aren't familiar with Albert. He's been there for a while.
Yeah. Don't quote me on it, but I think it was roughly late 50s, early 60s, I think he was put there.
Yeah, you weren't in town at that point, Dave.
Not quite.
You probably weren't even around world at that time. But Albert, of course, was named after one of the bankers there in town that really supported the whole cattle sales and all the things that go along with that whole thing in fall.
Right. He was one of the main funders of the project.
Yeah. How big is Albert? You have those figures in your head? I'm putting you on the spot,
Bigger than
Dave.
A normal size?
Yeah.
I know I got the brochure that has all his information and stuff, and the brochure is available at the chamber, which is also down by Albert.
Good point. No, that's okay. And, you know, if people haven't been there, when my dad came to visit from Minnesota, that was one of the places on his list, was he had to go stand by Albert the Bull and have his picture taken because that bull is pretty big.
Yeah, I know a few years back he was on the Discovery Channel or the Travel Channel, one of them, and they did a little thing on him, and you drive by there, and there's usually somebody that has their kids out, stand in front of Albert, getting the picture taken. You know, here locally, you probably get a little accustomed to it, and it's not quite a big a deal as it used to be, but there's still a lot of people that have to stop and see Albert.
Yeah, and, you know, we do kind of take things for granted, but now that with Albert's all decorated up, this would be another chance to go see Albert. Anything coming up in the spring that you want to mention, Dave? You know, Chamber always has to have something going. Anything else you'd like to have people come to Audubon to check out?
Yeah, there will be our John James Audubon Festival. I'm not sure if they quite set the date on that. And then we have our Taste of Spring that's kind of run in unison with it. That's put on by the local businesses. The John James Audubon Festival is put on by the John James Audubon Festival Committee. We have vendors. We have food.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses are all open and stuff. So.
So come on to Audubon. I always want to say up to Audubon since I live south of Audubon, but of course come from all directions to take a look at Audubon and what it has to offer. And one of my other kind of favorite things to just look at is when I go around the square to look at the Veterans Memorial there, or maybe stop and take a look, because it's really an attractive memorial. And, you know, that's something that a lot of communities have worked on, and I think Audubon has a really nice veterans memorial there. So real easy to find right across from the square.
Yep, right in front of the county courthouse, and those guys deserve all the respect we can give them.
You bet. Well, Dave, again, we want to invite people to come to go through Albert the Ballpark and the lights. What time are the lights on?
Hey, come on at 5.
Okay, come on at 5. And if you're a late person, they go off about 11. Get up there and see Audubon, Albert the Ballpark, to see the lights and all the new additions that you've made there. We want to thank you very much, Dave Witt, for visiting with us this morning.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And until next time, here's a thought from W.J. Cameron. There has only been one Christmas. The rest are anniversaries.